Good evening. Good evening. Milind, thank you for that message. And same thing, I got a call and I was in the midst of getting Tanu out for getting prepared for all that, and then even I just said yes. And then you know how it is after that. Yeah. Even today, since morning, we are on with it. And thank you for praying for me, my health, my eye, and thank you for, just pray for Tanu when she's out there. And thank you for this last year when you kept us in prayer. You know, so it's amazing. Just give me grace for this. Okay, Luke 17, verse 11 onwards. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem and passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, Were there not 10 cleansed? He asked a question. But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. You see, one part is cleansing, another part is he's being made whole. Jesus Christ is asking a question, where are those 9 guys? You know, how come one guy turned back? What happened? You know, and then that's where he says that those guys were interested in cleansing. There was an outward thing which they were looking at. And they very well knew, if you look at Numbers 5 and Leviticus 13, when somebody is infected with a leprosy, they are sent out of the camp. They are not inside the camp. They have to go to a priest, and there's a whole process. And they have to get cleansed, and then only they are allowed back. And they have to be checked. So there is a huge process. You can read on Leviticus 13. How that whole work happens. And Jesus Christ exactly knew what to do. He said that, go to the priest. Go to the priest. So all these guys went. As soon as they were moving, they, by faith, one guy just came back. You know? So what I'm saying here is that one person made whole, which means he got saved. Right? Why he got saved? By faith. Right, he got saved by faith. And Genesis, in Ephesians 2:8, we are saved by grace through faith. And you know what here? That saving is a calling of a relationship with God. You know, it's a calling for a relationship. It's a calling for discipleship. It's a calling for worship. And you know what? He's interested. He's interested in joining him with us. You know, he wants to be one with us, right? So we're going to develop this point. He wants to be one with us. That's the whole point. That's why he said, you'll be whole, right? This one is cleansing part. But other thing is not only cleansed outwardly, but he's cleansed within. Only because of Jesus Christ, right? Let's go to verse 20 in the same chapter. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observations. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's not about observation. His kingdom is God is about within you. In Luke 11:39, Jesus Christ is really giving it them. Now, do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness? He straight looks inside of you, right? And what he wants to do is he comes right inside of you and he wants to clean that, right? So you better be careful when you're asking a question to him, right? So you know that he is going to deal with not what is the kingdom part is. When you look at the word in the midst, the Greek word is entos. It's not an outward show, but the hearts of men. So what it means is Jesus Christ was in the midst of them, and they failed to understand that he is in midst of them and he is interested in saving them. But they were interested in the kingdom part of it. And when we talk about the kingdom part of it, what it means, the kingdom part, is that there is a perfect place. When you talk about kingdom, you want to have a perfect king, a perfect place to live, all the rules and regulation is great, you know, all the living is beautiful, palm trees, and by the way, Purvankara is coming up with, so it's a perfect place, no electricity problem, you know, backup is 100%, you know, you are driving the best car, no problem with the rules of the road, everything, nobody's coming on the left to right, and everything is fantastic. And a perfect religious system means you're going to the church, you're doing, giving your tithes, everything is fine, doing your even Bible college, but in your neighbor, you can't look at him. You know? So, perfect religious system. And by the way, no demonetization. A perfect world. But you know what? Jesus Christ is shaking the furniture. You know, he's shaking everything. And then in Romans 14:17, it says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, when he say entos, in the midst, Jesus Christ is right in the middle of them. And they fail to see this is where the salvation is. Right? And it is not about eating, drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So what it means to be in the midst, it means the sphere of salvation. They were looking at the sphere of the world, right? Here Jesus Christ is talking about the sphere of the salvation. So the sphere of salvation, it is to be born again, right? And in the present dispensation is only by faith and through Holy Spirit. Let's go to another portion, John 14:17. Let's go to 14:8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Show us the Father is sufficient for us. I don't need you. Nobody wants Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he makes you accountable. I don't want to be accountable. Right? He says, just show me the Father, and that's sufficient for us. In this case, he's not getting angry or getting boiled about, you know. In verse 9, Jesus said unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou to you that show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than he shall be do, shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And look at the prayer in 13 and 14. In verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And in verse 16, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Right? Now Jesus Christ wants to enter inside of you. Right? To the third person of Trinity. That's the Holy Spirit. And he says that I will give you the comforter. Here is all the Trinity. I in you and you in me. Right? When you ask me, right? When you ask me, is as good as you're asking your Father. So they discounted him for what he, who he was. So when we look at fear, you know, Jesus Christ is interested in coming inside of us, right? And in this fear, there is a position which we have in Christ. This fear is that which surrounds the object on every side and may penetrate that object. To be within a sphere is to partake of all that it is and all that it imparts. Take an example of the bird. Bird is in the air, air is outside, air is even inside the bird. Same thing with a fish. Water, the water is there inside. Even the iron, when it is on the fire is not only outside, the fire is inside. That is what sphere means. You know what? In our spiritual realm, Jesus Christ is the sphere of a believer's position. You know what he does? He encompasses, surrounds, encloses, and indwells the believer. How? Through the baptism of the Spirit. Now you know what? Because of that, we have become an organic part of Jesus Christ. We are conjoined with him. We are together, one with him. The vine and the branch, both are one, right? And when Father sees the saved one, the Father sees only in Christ. And he sees us in a living part of his own Son and loves him as he loves his Son. He loves a believer the way he loves his Son. Why? Because he is inside of us. There are some 19 positions which I'll run through very fast. But I could not, omit any one of them. So I'll run through it. It's beautiful. There are 19 positions which we have, right? One, we are elect and called of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 and 5:24. Two, redeemed by God through the blood of his Son. Colossians 1:14. Reconciled to God by the death of his Son, 2 Corinthians 5:19. Sheltered eternally under the propitiation made in the blood of Christ, 1 John 2:2. Forgiven all trespasses, past, present and future, Colossians 2:13. Condemned no more forever, Romans 8:1. Justified freely by his grace, Romans 3:24. Sanctified positionally or set apart to God in Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Perfected forever, Hebrews 10:14. We were made to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, Colossians 1:12. We were made again accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6. Again, we were made nigh, which we were made closer to God in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:13. A child and son of God, John 1:12. Free from the law and the deed to the law, Romans 7:4 and 6. Delivered from the power of darkness, Colossians 1:13. Seated in the heavenly in Christ, Ephesians 2:6. Of the family, 17th one, this is of the family and the household of the God, Ephesians 2:19. Light in the Lord, Ephesians 5:8. In God, in Christ, and in Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 1:1. And you know what? Baptized, 1 Corinthians 12:13. Indwelt, 1 Corinthians 6:19. And sealed, Ephesians 4:30. You know what? This church which we are in is the sphere we are in, right? The body of Christ. And what we have in this sphere, what are we breathing? The word of God, right? We have a pastor teacher. We can go to him anytime, right? We have elders here. We have friends here. We have, you know what the most important thing? We have the mystery of fellowship. Right? Mystery of fellowship among the brethren. That is our position. Right? Can we compromise on this? No. Even if you don't like it, if you are here, you know, you're going to breathe the word. You're going to breathe the fellowship. You're going to be with Christ because Christ is the word. Right? So just let's praise God that the presence of Christ is in this place. And He is with us. Right? He is in us. And let this 2017 be with Christ. Right? Let's make decisions as beautifully Milind said. You know, let's make decisions because Christ is in us. Right? Glory to Him. Thank you.